弟兄姐妹朋友平安，请大家看圣经出埃及记十四章一到九节。耶和华小于摩西说，你吩咐以色列人转回，安营在比哈西路前密布河海的中间，对着巴利西分靠近海边安营。巴勒比说，以色列人在地中劳迷了，旷野把他们困住了，我又使法老心刚硬，他又追赶他们，我便在法老和他全军身上的荣耀，埃及人就知道我是耶和华。于是以色列人这样行了。有人告诉埃及王说，百姓逃跑，法老和他的臣仆就向百姓变心说，我们由以色列人去，不再服侍我们，这做的是什么事呢？法老就预备他的车辆，带领军兵同去，并带着600辆特选的车和埃及所有的车，每辆都有车兵长。耶和华使埃及王法老的心刚硬，他就追赶以色列人，因为以色列人是狂澜无忌，地处埃及，埃及人追赶他们。法老一切的马匹、车辆、马兵与精兵，就在海边上靠近比哈西路，对着巴利西分，在他们安营的地方追上了。愿神守护遵循他话语的人。
我们今天很高兴能够请到救恩堂的陈英牧师，救恩堂笃信圣经长老会的陈英牧师来为我们讲道。我们这时候请陈牧师。
Praise the Lord that I can come and share with you His word again.
感谢神，我今天能够再次的来跟你们分享主的话。
Well, thank God that the Lord has been good to me. My health is okay by the grace of God.
感谢神，上帝恩待我，我的健康，身体健康是好的。
The only problem is with the liver that is, I'm having this thing called cirrhosis.
那么啊，我只有一个问题，就是我的啊肝。这个肝硬的这个问题。
And just pray for me over this matter.
请为着我祷告。
And I'm okay by the grace of God.
我靠着主的恩典，我身体无恙。
There was a little boy, 9 years old of age.
有一个9岁的孩子。
And he was asked by his mother.
他的母亲吩咐他说。
What he had learned in Sunday school.
他在主日学学了什么？
And he said, "Well, Mom,"
他说啊，母亲呐、啊、
，"Our teacher taught us how God sent Moses behind the enemy line."
我的主日学老师教导我们如何的在我们在这个敌人的后面，他啊、差派敌人
to rescue the Israelites out of Egypt，
把以色列人从埃及救出来。
And when he got to the Red Sea。
当他到了红海，
he got his engineers，
他就吩咐他的工程师
build a big bridge，
建了一个大桥，
and all the people walk across the Red Sea。
那么全部的人就靠着这大桥，这个就过了红海。
Then he called， he used his walkie-talkie，
然后他用他的啊、这个手机，
and he radioed to get the bomber to come，
他就这个。发信息差派了这个炸弹机、这个炸机来、这个来到当中。
And the bombers came and bombed the bridge later on.
就把这个桥把它炸毁了。
Because all the Israelites actually had crossed over.
因为以色列人已经过了红海。
And when the Egyptians were going across the bridge,
当这个 埃及人他们要过 这道桥的时候
，the bombers bombed the bridge completely。
这个敌军呢，就把这个桥呢，把它完全把它炸毁了。
And all the Egyptians were destroyed。
全部的埃及人就死了。
And his mother said to him，
母亲就告诉他
，Well, Billy，
他说 ，Billy 啊。
Is that really what your teacher taught you?
你的主日学真的是这么教导吗？
He said, "Well, Mom."
他说，妈妈。
It is not so true.
其实不是真实的。
If I tell you the real thing that the teacher taught,
如果我真的是把老师教导我的确确实实的告诉你，
you will never believe what I'm saying.
你不会相信我所讲的。
Well, did Israel cross the Red Sea?
以色列有过红海吗？
And I think this is a very important point you and I want to take note of.
这是我们要注意的一点，重要的一点。
And here is a beautiful song.
这里是一个很美好的诗歌。
I don't know whether you know this song or not. Do you remember? How great is our God? How great is His name? He's the greatest of all. He's always the same.He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I'll lead you if you follow me. Wonderful, isn't it?
好听的诗歌不是吗？
Okay, let's look at Joshua chapter 8, chapter 2 and verses 8 to 9.
耶稣啊，书二章八节。
And here we have the word of God that tells us,About Rahab.
这故事告诉我们有关于拉合。
And Rahab was told by the Israelites.
以色列人就告诉拉合说。
And the Israelites told Rahab what actually happened. Rahab actually remember what happened.
以色列人就告诉了拉合，拉合也把这些人告诉他的记住了。
And here we see she speaking to the Israelites said that.We remember what happened.
这段话呢就记载了他告诉了以色列他所记得的事情。
Israel actually crossed the Red Sea.
以色列人真的是过红海。
And we see this also in Joshua chapter 4 and verse 23.
四章二十三节的约书亚也讲同样的话。
Joshua said Israel crossed the Red Sea.
以色列过红海。
Then we see also in Acts chapter 7 verse 36.
在使徒行传七章三十六节也讲同样的话
，That Israel crossed the Red Sea，
以色列人过红海。
And this is so true, beloved, because the Bible tells us very clear that Israel crossed the Red Sea。
这是真的，因为圣经讲得很清楚，以色列人真的过红海。
There is this particular word called the Greek Septuagint。
这个有这个一本书叫做希腊，其实是一本书。
This is actually the Old Testament。Hebrew Bible. Old Testament Greek Bible.
这是其实是旧约的圣经，是用希腊文写的。
And in the first century church,
在第一个世纪的教会
，the Hebrews actually don't understand Hebrews themselves.
希伯来本身不认识希伯来文的语文。
And because they don't understand Hebrew,
因为他们不认识希伯来文。
People had to translate the Greek language for them to understand.
人需要把希伯来文字把它翻译成希腊文，好叫他们能够明白。
Because in the first century,
因为在第一个世纪
，the Greek language was very prominent at that time.
因为当时使用的语文是在第一个世纪是希腊文。
Although Rome controlled Jerusalem,
虽然罗马国它统领了。这个耶路撒冷
，The Greek language was there for a very long time.
希腊文却在那边使用了很久的时间。
And because of that, the Hebrews couldn't understand their own language for a long time.
因此，希伯来人本身不能够听得懂他们自己的语文。
And this particular Greek translation,
这个希腊文的这个翻译本
was very important for the Hebrews.
对当时的希伯来人很重要。
When they turn to the Old Testament,
他们翻到旧约圣经的时候
，they read it in the Greek language.
他们能够就以希腊文来阅读
And they didn't read it in their Hebrew language.
他们没有按照他们认识的语文，他们应当懂的语文，希伯来文来读。
And during that time, the Greek language mentions about the Hebrews crossing the Red Sea.
在那个时候，就连那个希腊文的圣经也提到以色列人过红海的事情。
So I just want to make this point very clear to you.
我只是要向你们讲明、讲清楚这一点。
God's word tells us.Israel crossed the Red Sea.
圣神的话告诉我们说，以色列人过红海。
I want you to take note down here the first point of my message.
我要你注意我要讲的第一点。
God has a plan for what is going to happen.
上帝为这所要发生的事情有一个计划。
And we see down here a couple of things. I think I better show you in the Mandarin here.
让我
okay, there's the one. Right. There's the one that I want you to take note of. If you see the map, Israel was in Sukkoth.
如果你看地图，当时的以色列人
at Sukkoth.
Yes. 他们在这个撒可这个地方。
And what happened was that God actually told them to move to this place called Etam.
上帝就吩咐他们要走到米托的这个地方。
And then from Etam, God says, move on further down south.
从这个米托这个地方，上帝吩咐他们要继续的往南下。
And they move on further south.
他们就往南下。
And when they reach down south to this place called, I mentioned the word, the word actually is.Piha Hairoth, they went to that place.
他们就来到比哈西路的那个地方。
And when they went to that place,
当他们到那个地方的时候，
God tell them that you have to make a U-turn.
上帝就叫他们，他们要吩咐他们要转回去。
And go to this place called Migdol.
就吩咐他们说要到那个地方叫做米托。
And when they went to Migdol,
当他们到了米托,
in front of them was the sea.
在他们的面前就是海, 红海。
There was a dead end.
这是个尽头。
They cannot go anywhere else.
他们不能够去别的地方。
If they were to go back north again,
如果他们再往北上,
the Egyptians will be coming down to chase after them.
这个埃及人已经在往南下要追赶他们。
If they go down further down south, they will go to the wilderness.
如果他们继续的往南下，他们就要进入旷野了。
In front of them is the east.
在他们面前是东部。
And the east is the sea, the Red Sea.
而这个西部呢，就是红海了。
So they are stuck.
因此他们困住了。
Can you imagine how the Israelites felt?
你可以想象以色列人有什么感受吗？
Make a U-turn.
这个上帝吩咐他们说要转回去。
After making a U-turn,
转回去后，
get stuck in the dead end.
就被在一个尽头被困住了。
And Moses did just what God says you're supposed to do.
摩西就做了上帝吩咐他当做的事情。
Moses didn't argue with God at all.
摩西没有跟神争闹。
You tell me to do this thing, God, I will lead the people.
上帝，你这样子的吩咐我，我就继续的带领百姓。
God has His plan for U-turns.
上帝叫我们转回去的时候呢，上帝有他的计划的。
God has His plans for dead ends.
上帝，当我们面对困境的时候，这个被困住的时候呢，上帝有他的计划的。
And what God was doing.
上帝在做的事情，
He was going to destroy the Egyptians.
他其实上帝要做的事情呢，其实是他这时候要设法来消灭埃及人。
We see down here that Pharaoh knew the Israelites were stuck.
我们在这段话看到说，法老也知道以色列人呢，他们被困住了。
And so he got 600 chariots ready to chase the Israelites.
法老王就带领了600个马车来追赶他们。
And verse 9 tells us the Egyptians came after them.
第九节， 出埃及记第十四章第九节就告诉我们说，埃及人就追赶他们。
And the Bible tells us that the children of Israel were frightened.
圣经告诉我们说，这个以色列人的百姓他们害怕。
I want us to take note of the first lesson to learn this morning.
我要你在今天早上要学的第一个功课，我要你注意。
In our life,
在我们人生
，there may be U-turns.
有时候我们需要转回去。
There are things that we do.
我们做了一些事情。
There is a dead end.
可能就面对尽头了。
These are good for us if God is in it.
这些东西其实是对我们好处的。如果神在当中，是对我们有好处的。
And as Christians, we know U-turns and dead ends.
在作为基督徒，我们知道转回去的时候跟尽头的时候。
They are all in God's control.
一切都在神的掌管里。
And if you don't believe that,
如果你不相信这点，
you will be frustrated.
你会感到很无奈，很无助。
And you will be very angry, disappointed with God.
你会对神很生气，很失望。
Oh, excuse me. Now, too often we get discouraged because we have to do things again.
很多时候我们所以会气馁呢，是因为我们要重新再做过那些事，再重复。
And we come to a dead end, and we get very frustrated.
我们来到尽头的时候，我们感到很无奈。
And we sometimes question God.
我们有时候就责问神。
And we say, God, why am I in this trouble today?
我们为神说，神啊，为什么我在这个麻烦中呢？
I got a church member.
我有个教会的会友。
His grandson.
他的孙子。
Today is seriously sick in the hospital.
在医院这个生很大的病。
Doctors couldn't find out what is happening to him.
医生无法这个查验他到底在发生什么事情。
They send the sample to the United States to test.
他把样本呢，把它送到美国去验证。
United States send back the sample and say we don't know what is it all about.
美国就把样本送回来说，我们不知道在发生什么事情。
This is the dead end.
这是尽头。
What are they going to do?
他们要做什么呢？
All the medical experts are there looking after this little boy.
一切的医药的专科都在照顾这个小孩子。
They can't do anything.
他们无能为力。
Who else can we go to if we come to a dead end?
我们来到尽头的时候，我们能够仰望谁呢？
If you have financial problems, if you have health problems.
如果你在经济面对困难，在身体出状况。
If you are in a desperate situation today.
如果你感到很慌。
And you can't go further anymore. There's nothing else to do anymore.
你无法继续地往前走，你什么都做不了。
That is the dead end that we face in our lives.
这是人生的尽头。
And I want you to see down here.
我要你在这里看到。
That Israel has God who will be with them.
神的以色列的神与他们同在。
Because God is in all situations of our lives.
因为在我们人生的每一个状况，神在当中。
Whether it is U-turn,
无论是转回
头， whether it's dead end in our lives,
或者是困境尽头。
Now let's see how God handled the situation.
让我们看看神，让我们看看上帝如何的为以色列人来解决难题。
God will protect Israel.
上帝会保护以色列。
God will protect His children.
上帝会保护他的儿女。
I want you to see these two verses, chapter 14, verses 13 and 14.
请看这两节十三跟十四节的十四章。
These are the two key verses you want to take note of.
这是两个关键的要节，你要注意的。
The Lord will fight for you.
上帝会为你争斗。
Just stay calm.
你保持冷静。
Sometimes it's easy to say that, isn't it?
有时候呢，讲比较容易。
Sometimes we tell people, "Don't worry, trust in God." It's very easy to say those things.
叫人家不要担心，相信神很容易讲。
Sometimes people come up to tell you, "You know, I have this trouble."
有时候，
yeah.
人来到你面前，跟他讲说，我有这个难题。
And then we tell them, "Never mind, stay calm."
我们就告诉他，你保持冷静。
Wow, it's very easy because we're not in that situation.
我们不在那个状况，当然容易讲了。
But see the children of Israel.
但是你看以色列人怎么回应。
The Bible tells us the Lord will fight for you.
圣经告诉我们说，神会为你征战。
Look at verse 10 down here.
请看第十四章十节。
Look at how the Egyptians were coming towards them.
观察到以色列啊，这个埃及人如何的在追赶他们，接近他们。
And as the Egyptians came nearer to them,
当埃及人临近的时候
，they panic.
他们慌了。
Because they saw the Egyptians coming, they can see the dust far far away. They can see the dust.
他们从远方就可以看到整一堆的灰尘，埃及军队在临近了。
This was not a good U-turn.
这不是这个转回头，不是个好的转回头。
This is not a good dead end.
这不是个好的尽头。
And they were very troubled. They were very frightened at that time.
他们感到很慌，很害怕。
And for the first time,
那么人生的第一宗。
We read in scriptures.
我们就读到在圣经里面。
Here in verse 10,
在第十节说
，The children of Israel cried to God.
这个神的儿女呢，向耶和华神哀求。
They prayed to God.
他们祷告神。
And this is so true for all of us, isn't it?
这我们也是如此啊。
When we come to dead ends in our life,
当我们来到人生的尽头的时候
，And the fear overwhelms us.
这个恐惧。折磨我们。
The trouble is so troubling in our heart.
这个问题搅扰我们的心。
We got to pray to God.
我们要祷告神。
Who else can we go to?
我们还能够仰望谁呢？
We cannot go to anyone else.
我们不能够靠人。
They have done their best. The doctors have done their best.
医生已经尽了最好的了。
Medicine have done their best.
医药也尽了最好的了。
What else can we do?
我们还在做什么呢？
We turn our eyes to the Lord.
我们把眼睛仰望上帝。
But just like the children of Israel,
就如以色列的儿女
，there was tremendous fear.
他们非常害怕。
And what happened was this.
发生的事情是这样子的。
The Bible tells us that they began to get very angry with Moses.
圣经告诉我们说，他们非常对摩西感到非常生气。
And you can see verses 11 and 12.
在第十节跟十二节
，they blame Moses.
他们怪摩西。
They said, Moses, you are the one who have brought us into trouble.
摩西，你把我们带入这个麻烦。
And you know, God simply vanished from their minds at that time.
在这个时候呢，在他们眼里呢，上帝好像不见了。
Sometimes in times of trouble, we look at situation.
在面对困难的时候呢，我们看到那个状况。
And we see whether we can blame someone for it.
我们看看可以怪谁，拿找一个人来怪，来责怪。
Look at verse 12.
请看十二节。
He says, "You have brought us to this place in the wilderness to die."
你把我们带到这个埃及来，叫我们能够死在这个地方。
Where is their faith?
他们信心在何在
？I thought at first they were praying to God.
我还以为他们起初他们在祷告神。
And they just cry out to God and ask God to help them.
他们呼求神，求神帮助他们。
And yet, they had to blame Moses for that problem.
但是面对问题的时候，他们这时候就责怪摩西。
I tell all of us this morning, don't judge Israel over this matter.
我告诉大家说，你不要因此就论断以色列人关于这件事情。
And we are just like them, isn't it?
我们不是跟他们一样吗？
Moses, we took your advice.
摩西，我们听了你的奉劝了。
And now you see what you have gotten us into.
你看，你把我们带入这样子的麻烦。
And fear overwhelmed all of them.
这个害怕就漫步他们了。
Go back to verse 13 and 14 again.
我们来看十三、十四节。
There you see, fear not, stand firm.
摩西告诉百姓说：“不要惧怕，你要站住。”
See the salvation of the Lord. See what He will do.
你要看看上帝。的救恩，上帝怎么为你做什么事情
？The Lord will fight for you.
耶和华必为你征战。
Here is a prescription for anyone who has the problem of fear in the midst of trouble.
当你在困境中害怕的时候呢，这是个药方。
In a dead end situation, here is the lesson for us to learn.
当你面对尽头的时候呢，这是我们要学习的功课。
I want you to see down here.
我要你看到。
The lesson from verses 13 and 14.
十三十四节所教导我们的。
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕。
That's what God says.
神就是这样子告诉他们。
Stand firm.
只管站住。
Then God says what?
上帝还说什么呢
？Watch God come true.
观看神的作为。
And then don't talk.
不要做声。
In other words, pray. Continue to pray.
换句话说，继续的祷告。
See the salvation of the Lord. He will do this work for you.
你要见证神的救恩，上帝为你做这个工作。
But what about us in our human reaction?
但是我们人的反应就是什么呢？
See the human reaction.
你看人怎么反应？
We are afraid.
我们害怕。
We run.
我们逃跑。
In other words, we run to look for help somewhere else.
我们到处奔来找帮助。
If our Christian God cannot work.Some people go to the temple.
如果我们基督教的神不能够帮助我们，我们就到庙里求神。
Some people go to the donkeys and the medium.
有人就去找鸡童来帮助。
Don't do that, brethren.
不要这样子做。
Some people fight against God.
有些人就跟神挣扎。
And some people also tell everyone, why me? Why me?
有些人就到处这个埋怨说，为什么是我？为什么我面对这个麻烦
？You can see the difference here.
你可以看到这里的不同。
Beloved, don't be afraid.
亲爱的儿女们，不要害怕。
And you stand firm in faith in the Lord.
你凭信心站住。
And you see God coming through.
你就会看到神为你做工。
He will do that great and mighty work.
他会为你做那个伟大的事情。
What happens if he doesn't do that mighty work?
但是神如果不为我们做伟大的事情，怎么办呢？
Then it must be his will that must be done.
但是如果在这个情况呢，必定是上帝必须行他的旨意。
Whatever things that happens in our lives,
我们人生所面对的问题，
remember God is the one who is in charge of it.
你要记得神在掌管。
Remember that God is the one who will lead and guide the children of Israel across the Red Sea.
是神带领以色列的百姓过红海。
You can do nothing else, but the Almighty God can do great things.
你什么都做不了，但是你伟大的神能够做一切。
How does God protect the children of Israel?
上帝怎么保护以色列的儿女们
？How does God deliver them?
上帝怎么的救他们呢
？We want to see down here, He will reveal His power to the children of Israel.
在这里，我们看到上帝会向以色列的百姓显明他的能力。
And we see down here, he told Moses in verse 15, Moses, why do you only pray to me?
这个在十四节，这个耶和华就对摩西说：“你为什么向我哀求呢
？”Move forward,
往前行
，Go on,
继续的走
，Cross the Red Sea,
过红海。
Wow, this is amazing, isn't it?
这很奇妙，不是吗
？That is the sea before the children of Israel.
在以色列的百姓的面前是红海。
Have faith in God.
你要对神有信心。
In other words, after praying,
换句说，你祷告完后
，do something about it.
你要做应当做的事情。
And this is what Moses did in verse 16.
摩西在十六节就这样子的做。
The Bible tells us that he lifted up his staff, and then what happened? You will see the sea divided.
圣经告诉我们说。摩西举手向红海升战，把水分开。
When you do your part, I will do my part, God says.
当你尽你的本分，上帝就会尽他的责任。
And here we have an insight into who has been leading the children of Israel all the time.
在这个时候呢，我就看到一个很重要的一点，到底谁一直在带领以色列人？
This is what God did for the children of Israel first before they crossed the Red Sea.
在他们还没过红海之前，上帝为以色列人做了这件事情。
He got the angel who protected them and led them.
这就差了他的神的使者来保护带领他们。
It is the cloud and the pillar of fire.
这是火柱和云柱在带领他们。
And the cloud and the pillar actually moved back.
在这个时候呢，这个云柱就往后退了。
The cloud and the pillar was leading the children of Israel.
本来云柱一直在带领他们。
But now they moved back all the way to the back.
但是现在呢，这个云柱呢却往后退到后边去了。
Because the Egyptians were coming down.
因为这个埃及人一直在追赶他们。
And then the angel did something down there. The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们说，神的使者去做了一件事情。
It caused darkness to the Egyptians.
他就使到埃及的那边呢，就进入一个黑暗。
And the Bible tells us that there was darkness for the Egyptians for one night.
圣经就告诉我们说，一整夜 埃及那边呢就进入了黑暗。
That one night is very important.
那一夜的黑暗对他们很重要。
Just keep them there for one whole night.
就止住了这个埃及人的脚步，把他们止住在那个地方。
And then Moses stretched out his rod.
摩西就把杖伸出来了。
And the Bible tells us the sea opens.
圣经告诉我们说红海就打开了。
And the Bible tells us that the seabed was made dry also.
而且海底呢也干了。
And I want you to take note down here.
我要你注意。
That there was a very strong wind that came and blew the sea apart.
上帝就拆了一个巨大的风，把水把它分开。
Not only the sea was blown apart.
海不只是分开了。
But the wind continued to blow the whole night.
而且这个风呢整晚一直在吹。
This is what the Bible says in Exodus 15 verse 8.
出埃及记15章8节说，
At the blast of your nostril, the water pile up.
你发鼻中的气，水便聚集成堆。
And then the flood stood up in a heap.
而且呢大水直立如垒。
And it was God who did this great work, isn't it?The wind that blows.
神差风把来吹赶是神的工作。
And it held back the water, and there was the seabed that was also blown by the wind.
而且他把水呢把它累积如累，并且呢就在当中呢开一道路。
I want you to see down here, beloved, it is important.
我要你注意一件很重要的事情。
One night, the wind was blowing all the time.
一整夜，风一直在吹。
And the purpose of blowing the wind all the night,
这个风整晚在吹的目的
was actually to harden the seabed.
是为了要使这个海底呢能够干。
If the seabed is not hardened,
如果那个海底呢不干。
They cannot cross.
人不能过红海。
Because it'd be too muddy.
因为泥太松了。
This is a picture of Sungai Buloh.
这是 Sungai Buloh 的图画。
I'm a bird watcher.
我很喜欢看鸟。
And I photograph nature and birds and so forth.
我常常去拍摄这个鸟和风景。
Here is a picture of Sungai Buloh in its low tide, complete.
当水退这个水退的时候，这是成为不乐的样子。
If you go during this time,
如果你这个时候去的话
，and step into the mud,
你站在当中
，the mud will go up to your knee.
那个泥呢会伸到你的膝盖
，maybe even higher than your knee,
或者是超过你的膝盖。
How can you walk in the mud there?
你怎么可以在泥中行走呢？
Can the Israelites walk in the mud that way?
以色列人能够在泥中行走吗？
Almost 2 million people, you know.
几乎200万个人要走。
They will all be stuck there.
他们一定困在里面的。
So the east wind blew for one whole night.
因此东风吹了一整晚。
So that the seabed is going to be hardened.
好叫那个海底呢能够干起来。
And when the seabed is hardened.
在那个海底干的时候
，Then the children of Israel can walk across.
以色列的百姓就能够走在当中了。
I hope you understand this part down here, all right?
我希望你明白这一段话。
You see how God is a great and mighty God.
你看到上帝是个伟大的神。
He does great and mighty things.
他做了伟大的事情。
He make it possible for the children of Israel to cross the Red Sea.
他使到以色列人过红海能够成为一个可能，
not only opening, the water,
他不只是把红海打开，
but also drying the seabed for the children of Israel.
他也使到海底能够干起来，以致他们能够走在当中。
And we see that verse 22, once God took his hand off the wind.
在第22节，这个摩西一把手拿开。
What happened was that the children of Israel then crossed the Red Sea.
这个以色列的百姓呢，就过红海了。
After blowing for one night,
风吹了一整晚。
Sea bed dry.
这个海底干了。
Cross now.
他们进得过了。
Almost 2 million cross the Red Sea.
几乎200万个人过了红海。
Wow, isn't that fantastic?
啊，你不是奇妙吗？
Have you seen such miracles that God did in your life before?
你在你生命中有没有见证这样子的一个神迹吗？
Our God is a God who is powerful and great.
我们的神是个伟大的神。
He is sovereign, isn't it?
他掌管一切。
And you must have faith to trust in him.
你要以凭信心来相信他。
How can the children of Israel doubt God?
以色列人怎么可以质疑神呢？
They saw this thing happening.
他看到所发生的事情。
How can they doubt God?
他怎么可以怀疑神呢？
If you have seen the miracle that God did, you do not doubt him anymore.
如果你看到神行了这个神迹，你不可以再怀疑他了。
And the Bible tells us later on, when the Israelites crossed over, the Egyptians did so also.
圣经告诉我们说，当以色列人过红海的时候呢，埃及人也尝试要过红海。
And when they came into the Red Sea,
当埃及人进入红海的时候
，What happened was that the sea after the Israelites have crossed over,
当以色列人过了红海后。
Can you imagine 2 million people walking on the seabed all the time?
你可以想象有200万个人呢在海底那边在行走。
After walking on the seabed,
走在这个海底的时候后
，the seabed became muddy again.
海底呢又这个湿了起来。
And they had a problem walking then at that time.
那个时候呢，埃及人就碰到问题，走在当中碰到问题了。
And the Egyptians rode their chariots inside.
埃及人呢也把马车架进去了。
And because the seabed is already stepped upon by the Israelites.
因为这个海底呢已经这个以色列人已经踩在当中了，踩下了，踩下去了。
They got stuck in the mud.
这埃及人呢就在泥中被困住了。
And the Bible tells us God was the one who destroyed.
圣经告诉我们说，是神把埃及人把他毁灭。
Who fought for Israel?
谁为以色列人征战
？God is the one who fought for Israel.
是神为以色列人征战。
Who will fight for you?
谁为你征战
？Who will defend you?
谁为捍卫你
？Who will take care of you?
谁要照顾你
？It is our living and true God.
是我们又真实又活 活着的神。
It is remarkable what God can do.
神能够做的事情实在是伟大微妙。
Beloved, when we are in the dead end,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当我们走到尽头，
we have to look to God.
我们要仰望神。
And if the Lord is to get the glory, we have to just go to Him in prayer and have faith in Him.
如果神要得到一切的荣耀，我们必须祷告他，仰望他。
He must do the fight for us.
他必须为我们征战。
He must do the healing for us by His grace and mercy.
他必须凭他的恩典怜悯来医治我们。
And we must then surrender ourselves to Him.
我们必须向他投降。
And stand still.
我们必须站住。
And see the salvation of the Lord.
看神怎么救我们。
The take home lesson is this.
我们要学习的功课是。
After seeing all the U-turn.
当我们看到了转回头的事情。
All the dead end.
一切的尽头
the fear,
面对了许多害怕
the panic,、
慌张 的境况
and after seeing the power of the Almighty God
却在神在当中看到神的能力
and the deliverance that Israel saw
看到神怎么救我们救以色列人
have faith in God
我们要对神有信心
that's the key point down here
这是重点
you see Hebrews 11:29
在希伯来书11:29说
the Bible tells us thatIsrael, yeah, the Bible says Israel crossed on a dry land.
圣经告诉我们说，以色列人过红海。
It was by faith they crossed.
他们在干地过红海，他们凭信心过的。
How are we going to have this kind of faith?
我们要怎样才能够有这样的信心呢
？You see, Jesus says, "Have faith in God."
耶稣说，你要对神，你要信服神。
And we can have faith by hearing the word of God.And knowing the word of God.
我们所以能够有信心，是靠着听到，并且认识神的道而来的。
You know, many years ago when I was in Indonesia.
很多年我在印尼的时候。
I listened to what they were reading from the Alkitab, the Indonesian Bible.
我听当那边的基督徒读他们印尼的圣经。
And they came to a particular verse in 1 Corinthians 15:58.
他们就来到哥林多，读到哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
And this guy was reading in Malay in Indonesian.
他们这个人呢，在用马来语来读。
The English version says, "Be ye steadfast and unmovable."
这个英文圣经说啊，
steadfast,
你要。
Yeah.Steadfast and unmovable. 1 Corinthians 15.
Yeah, I can't remember. It just.
You see?
Ah. 对不起啊，这个怎么搞的哈？No, no, I could recite the verse. Just
Yeah, sometimes we just forget. 1 Corinthians 15:58.
在哥林多前书。十五章五十八节，他这么说：勿要坚固，他说：勿要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力做主工。
And when he comes to this word unmovable，
当他来到不可摇动的时候，不可动摇的时候
，he read it in the Indonesian with these words，
他用印尼话来读。
If you can understand Malay,
如果你听得懂马来话
，jangan goyang goyang，
意思说呢，不要摇晃。
Do you know? Don't be shaky.
他说不要摇晃。
Yeah. And this is the thing for all of us. Jangan goyang goyang.
他说不要摇动，不要摇晃。
You have faith in God.
你要对神有信心。
And you trust in Him.
你要相信他。
Let's look to God in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Help us to trust you, Lord.
主帮助我们能够信靠你。
We have many problems in our life.
人生我们有很多问题。
We have no one else to turn to.
我们能够仰望的无人。
Except to you.
我们只能仰望你。
Man can do so little for us.
人能够为我们做的就是这么多。
But you can do great and mighty things for us.
但是你能够却为我们做那个伟大的事情。
You have shown us in the scriptures.
在圣经里，你向我们显明。
In the example of here, the crossing of the Red Sea.
在这个过红海的事件中。
And I pray that you will increase our faith in you.
恳求你增添我们对你的信心。
Bless the people who are here this morning.
求主祝福赐福给当这里的人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。
Thank you.